Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. My name is Fayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. Today is August 7, 2015, and I'm excited today as we'll be talking about an interesting show today. Today what we'll be talking about is the positive side of adversity. And this is such a timely message because I tell you, this past week has been quite a number of adversity that I've had to face, but yet I have gained some great insight. And I wanted to share that message with you all today because I truly believe when God has called us to do something great and when we are truly impacting the lives of people, not just in our community, not just in our state, not just in our nation, but around the world, then you're going to come across some challenges. Because, of course, as a believer, the devil is not going to allow you to do anything great with ease. And I've come to realize when adversity comes our way, how should we have an outlook on it? But most of all, how should we deal with it? So today, that is what we're going to be talking about, is the positive side of adversity. So I'm so excited. I hope you all will be encouraged by this message today, because I truly believe that the Lord has something to say. But most of all, especially from a business perspective, what challenges do we overcome as business owners? Whether you're starting your business, or maybe you've been in business for a couple of years and it was going well, then all of a sudden you're having some roadblocks. Or maybe you are an established business, or you're a big corporation and you want to take your business to the next level, but you don't know how to. And today I just want to share some great insight. I think it's all about being intuitive and insightful in overcoming adversity. This past week, for me personally, has been quite interesting as I was getting so excited the last 2 weeks to release my second book, The Ultimate Life Coach's Manual, The How to and Presenting a Professional Life Coaching Business. I had, it was on target, deadlines were, you know, before the deadlines, we had everything going, and then guess what happened? On Friday and Saturday, my systems were hacked, and I was just so disturbed because I had such excitement about releasing this manual, really doing some great things and encouraging people to become business owners, especially if they wanted to become not just a life coach, but maybe a wealth coach or a health coach, or a executive coach, or a business coach, or a leadership coach, a confidence coach, whatever kind of professional coaching services people wanted to provide as professional service and consulting, I wanted this manual to be that resource, the resource that everyone would need in their business library to really be successful and get started, because it had templates, forms, contracts, everything you need from A to Z, 1-2 step, to make entering the journey of entrepreneurship as easy as possible. Then unfortunately, as I was so excited and went to a lot of different great events the weekend before, and then I was unable to use any of my social media platforms. I was having technical difficulties. Both my phones were not functioning properly. My gadgets were causing problems. I mean, it was just one thing after another. Now, I say the old me many years ago would have been frustrated. I would have been furious. I would have been livid beyond of no return. I would have been that, excuse me for this comment, the angry black woman walking around with the biggest chip on her shoulder. And I think I may have had that a couple of times, but overall, I kept my perspective. I kept my cool and I kept my calm. Because what I came to realize is one thing, every time that I get so close to a major breakthrough, every time I get so close to reaching an awesome goal, an awesome dream in life, then hell opens its doors and gives me all kinds of circumstances, gives me all kinds of obstacles, and most of all kinds of adversity. But I remember one time I saw a book that says there are blessings in adversity, and I was mad when I saw that book cover. I said, that is truly impossible. How can you find blessings in adversity? I said, how can you find good stuff out of what's going wrong, especially when you're playing by the books, you're doing the best you can, you know, you're giving back to your community, you're active in your church, you're active, at, you know, in your political environment. You're doing everything that you should be doing to live life. I mean, you know, we're not all perfect. We have flaws. But for the most part, you're being that good person, that good citizen, a productive person in society. And this hell just decided to point you out and give you all kind of obstacles. But what I came to realize, thank God for maturity, and thank God for every year, God gives you another year to gain much wisdom and understanding. So this time around, as I was facing so many different challenges, and I was so furious because I had people that purchased my book and I wanted to send it out to them on time. I had all these other, I've met some great contacts and I want to follow up with them on time and do some great things. And then I had all these technical difficulties. I was unable to use my social media platforms because they were hacked. I was unable to use my gadgets because they were not functioning properly. And I said, Lord, what? Instead of being the old me and being, once again, excuse me for the comment, the angry black woman, I realized there must be something in me that hell decides to point me out while I'm in this while I'm on my zone. I'm in my momentum. As they say, I'm staying in my lane and I'm trucking along. And then drama and challenges just decide to attract itself to me. But what I would say to that is when God wants you to learn something, when he wants you to see something, he will do what he has to do in order to get your attention. And I say that to say that God was not the one that brought the drama. God was not the one that gave me all these challenges, but he used it for his glory. And I will say that in the process, I was able to make contacts that I needed to make, be more focused and more productive in the projects that I'm currently working on. I was able to have a different perspective because I was not distracted by social media. I was not distracted by the challenges and the obstacles and all the adversity that was going on at that time. I was able to say, you know what, I'm not going to direct my focus in what is the bad side of what's going on. I'm going to look at the bright side of things. I'm going to look my glass half full instead of half empty. I want to look to see what can I do despite all these challenges. And then I was able to say, you know what? I have more to offer this world. And I was listening to a great preacher for the past couple of weeks to kind of encourage me on this journey because I'm like, God, you're going to have to help me because I don't know what's going on. If I've done something wrong to cause these issues, then tell me my fault. But if I didn't, then you need to give me a word of encouragement. And for the last week and a half, what I can remember from all the sermons that I've been listening to this last week to encourage me to tell me, can I endure during hard times and challenges? Especially when you're on the right path and you're doing what you're supposed to do. This preacher said, when you have a gift and you are doing God's will, and if the people and the naysayers are barking so loud that it causes confusion, it causes frustration, but most of all, it causes you to doubt yourself, then that's when you know you're on the right path. That's when you know you're really doing what God wants you to do, because the devil is not going to allow you to get to your blessings on the easy streak. He's going to make you fight for it. And so if you have something that God has given you and you believe whatever goal or task or whatever project you're working on is of God and it's going to impact people's lives and not just benefit you but benefit others, and you have the biggest barks in the world that are telling you it's not possible. You have people to tell you you can't do it. You have people to say wait till your turn. You have people to say that you are not the right one. You have people to say that how are you going to do this? And questioning you and making you question yourself. Then you know what I tell you? I tell you to keep going and keep going even harder. Because what I've come to realize that as I was working on these various projects that I truly believe are going to be something so great that the naysayers were barking so loud, I could not even focus. The naysayers were barking so loud, I started questioning myself. But every time that I had doubt, God would remind me. He would bring somebody along my path to tell me, hey, you need this person for this part of the project. Or, hey, this person, you meet this person, they tell you what they need and making you realize that you continue to move forward with this project. You continue to move forward with the goals and the dreams that you have before you. Because it's something when you are able to have the key that unlocks the treasures and the purpose and the passion of other people's in their lives, then that's when you know the sacrifice and the cost is worth anything. Because when it comes to you are able to speak into people's lives and help them to realize that they have purpose and help them identify what they're here on this earth for, then that is worth anything that comes your way. And I just say keep persevering because every great leader that I've looked up to, every great story that I've read, they had to live out their gifts in the hardest time of their lives. They had to live out their gifts in the most horrific adversities, the challenges and the obstacles. They had to endure so much, But because they stayed the course, but because they were faithful to what God had told them, because there's many times that God would tell you to do something, and people may not understand it, people may not even want it, and people may even question you. But just remember, it was God that told you what to do. It was God that gave you that word. And that's the promise that I stand on. That's what I stand on every day when I wake up. And I feel my spirit is upset because it just feels like someone is trying to control me. It feels that someone's trying to put me in a box, or that all these obstacles and challenges are coming my way to stop me from moving forward, to stop me to reach my goals, to stop me to reach me from what God has called me to be. Then I remember, instead of allowing that frustration in my spirit to be angry, I allow my spirit and frustration to be used productively in order to get much more things done, in order to be wiser, having a more stronger strategic plan in place in order to learn how to continue what you have started. Every race that we come across in life, there are going to be obstacles, but I truly believe those obstacles are stepping stones. Those obstacles are opportunities to help you to have a bigger picture. And even this past few weeks that I was having these adversities with all these technical issues, I've come to realize it's not always going to be technology that I need to do my business. I need to go out into the community and network, which I always do, but I did it even more. I need to learn how to build better relationships offline and meet people face-to-face and one-on-one and have conversations with people. It helped me to realize that, you know, being at the right place at the right time, you never know how God is going to bless you. And this happened to me 3 times this week alone, that every time I was not doing what I would normally do with technology and social media and all those different things, or even having the person that helps me with my social media work on that, when I was at other places doing what I need to do and be focused on the gift that God had given me, but doing it in a different way, I met people that I can either bless their lives or they can bless me. And I say that is the greatest gift. So if adversity had to come, and it was kind of, it was coming to block me, it was coming to discourage me, well, I say thank you, adversity. Because in adversity, I was able to realize my maturity level. I was able to have my intuition and my insightfulness to be much clearer and stronger. I was able to have a more focused plan and thought process because of adversity. So what I say to adversity, and I encourage you all to say the same, when adversity comes to show its face, know that adversity does not come with those that it doesn't feel challenged against. If adversity comes to you, it's because it feels challenged, because it wants to stop you in whatever you're doing. But when adversity comes to show its face or show its head, however you want to say it, you look at adversity in the face, whether that's a challenge, whether that's a person, whether that's a situation, you look at them and smile, and you say, thank you, and just keep it moving. You don't have to argue. You don't have to complain. You don't have to get frustrated and raise your voice. All you do is say thank you, because adversity is not your enemy if you see it in the right way. If you see it in a positive light, adversity can be something that shows you who you really are and what you're made of. And I'm just grateful that I'm not my old self that would be upset and frustrated and walk around with this biggest chip on my shoulder. This time I've learned, I may have that chip a couple of times, but yet overall I learned to keep my cool, I learned to keep it moving, and I learned to stay the course that I already started. So when adversity, know that you have so much in you, take it as a compliment. When people try to discourage you, when people try to stop you, when obstacles come your way to get you off course, take it as a compliment, because it feels that you are a threat. And even this week, I met someone with this T-shirt. It said, if you don't believe me, if you don't believe what I'm doing, or if you don't believe me, just watch me. And I took a picture of that, and I was like, you know what, that's going to be my encouragement every day. When I feel like I'm getting discouraged, I feel like people are trying to block me and obstacles come my way, I'm going to say, you know what, you don't have to believe in me. Just watch me. Watch me do what I do. And I've learned, you know, over the years that actions speak louder than words. And sometimes you do have to tell people what you're doing. But at the end of the day, and even Napoleon Hill said it so great, he said, show them instead of tell them. And that is your best action against adversity. That is your best action against the naysayers. That is your best action against those who would try to block you from doing what God has called you to do. It's an exciting experience when the devil sees that you are a threat even before you get started. And I was saying to myself this past week, I said, man, I didn't even get started on what God has called me. I'm just at the baby phases. I'm at the infant phases of all the great things that God has called me to do. And I'm not saying this to boast, but I'm saying this as a word of encouragement, that even before your journey begins, the devil will kind of come and distract you. Even before your journey begins, that the devil will come and try to put so many things in front of you. But yet, know that it is that he sees, the devil sees so much in you that he's fearful. If you ever get started and you actually finish what God has called you to do, you would really do some greatness in this world. And I was just like, wow, that is amazing. And I'll tell you from an experience a couple months ago, that holds so true to that. I was going to D.C. to speak at a women's conference that I am doing a book tour collaboration with five other women, and we were talking about women in leadership. And before I was supposed to go to D.C., that whole week I had plans. I was getting ready to make my arrangements and everything. And then the whole week, as I was getting ready to make my arrangements, so many things come in my way. And it was actually a couple of days before my birthday. I almost got hit by someone on a bicycle. I almost got in two fatal car accidents. And then that whole week, so many challenges kept coming my way that it kept delaying me from making my travel arrangements. But I would tell you that something told me that is there must be something coming out of this opportunity. If I've had to face so many obstacles within 3 days, literally back to back, so many challenges were coming my way. I've almost lost my life 3 times before I was supposed to go to D.C. for the speaking engagement. And that whole week prior to the trip, I kept trying to make my arrangement, something else would come up. The night before I was supposed to leave for this speaking engagement is when I made my arrangements, a couple of hours before I was supposed to get on the plane and fly to D.C. for a speaking engagement. I was livid. I said, God, you gave me this opportunity to connect with Lakeisha Brooks and to be on this speaking tour and to do this book with her. And yet I have to go through all these obstacles and all these challenges. Something is not right. And something kept telling me, do not give up. No matter what challenges come your way, do not give up. Do not give up. Keep persevering. Keep persevering. Well, let me tell you, despite all those adversities coming my way, I made it to D.C., had a great time, made some great contacts. But let me tell you what came out of that speaking engagement. From speaking on Business and Beauty, Learn, Lead, and Leave a Legacy with Lakeisha Brooks and 4 other great, awesome women, I was able to make contacts with other women for other opportunities. And one of the biggest opportunities that came out of that D.C. opportunity was to do a partnership, the Ultimate Speakers Boot Camp, where Ms. Lakeisha Brooks and myself are collaborating on a training program where we're training speakers and trainers in order to take their business to the next level. And not only that, they'll be certified in a 2-day intensive training session. You cannot beat the price that is on this project. And I was like, wow. And then I met other contacts to get involved in another great opportunity that's coming next year, which I'm so, so excited about. But I can't share that information until later in the year. And I say, God, this is awesome that if I did not persevere, if I did not overcome all the adversity that was coming my way and use it as stepping stones to know that I have to have faith, I have to be committed and dedicated to whatever I started. Persevere no matter what, hell or high water, I got to keep walking forward. And in doing so, that is what came out of that speaking opportunity. That we would be doing the Ultimate Speakers Boot Camp, not only in Orlando, Florida, in the first weekend in November, November 6th and 7th, but we're also going to be in Atlanta for 2 days, October 9th and 10th. And we are going to have a 2-day session where we work with speakers and trainers to get them certified and to start them on their speaking career. And we also have a great partnership from the Atlanta area, which I can't release soon. I can't share it now, but it will be released soon until everything is confirmed with that partnership. It's a professional organization that works with that space, that industry that we're giving certifications for, and that's all I can say. And it is $500 in Atlanta, and it's $599 in Orlando. And that And I believe that's just the beginning to open many doors of opportunities and partnering with Lakeisha Brooks and her contacts and any other things that come out of that. And then also, it just inspired me with the other contacts and other projects I have going on with the Power Pack Success Coaching Program, where we have the Fast Track 1-Day Intensive Workshop, where we help startup businesses from the ground up to build a solid business foundation with four other business coaches, where they will be able to help them. You come to the event with a business idea, and before you walk out that door, you have a business masterpiece. You have a masterpiece that is a business foundation, a business portfolio, a business plan, whatever you want to call it, for you to be able to have all you need in order to get started before you walk out the door of that 1-day intensive event, where you have coaches like myself talk about passion and purpose. You have Raj Anderson talking about business strategy and MBA from UK, and she was an executive that worked for the British healthcare system. Then you have Dennis Price, who has been a trainer with Tony Robbins since 1993, and he'll be talking about mindset. And he is a neurolinguistics practitioner and has other background, a licensed massage therapist and other backgrounds with the holistic approach and mindset shift. Then our fourth speaker is Biba Perdon, which is from France, and she's an international best-selling author twice. And she is one of the top leading coaches in France to help women start their businesses. So I tell you, when challenges and obstacles come, know that because at the other side of that door is greatness. So adversity may come and knock its head and show its rear little face in front of you, but know when you go around it and you screw, on the other side is your gift, on the other side is your blessings, on the other side is your purpose and your passion. And I'm just excited that God continues to gird me up with strength. He continues to give me faith to believe that whatever I start, I shall finish. Whatever I put my hand to, if it's of his will and blessed by him, it shall prosper and it shall be as gold. And I just say encouragement to you all, whatever adversity comes your way, remember your glass is full and running over no matter what you see. Because it's not by what we see, but it's by what we believe. And not only that, whenever you try to start thinking that your glass is empty, you refocus. You reprogram your mind and say, no, it's not. Because if it was empty, I would not be breathing. If it was empty, I would not be able to have the things that I have that I see in front of me. If it was empty, then I would not be able to do the things that I had already started. Because I truly believe your time on this earth will not end until you have emptied yourself, as the late Dr. Miles Monroe would say. And also, when you are done living out your purpose and passion, then that's when your cup is empty. But until you are breathing every day, until you are able to do all the things you need to do, your cup is always running over. And most of all, remember that people are watching you when adversity comes. It's interesting how people watch you no matter what. But truly, when adversity comes to show itself, then that's when people watch you even closer, because they want to see, especially if you're a child of God, how are you going to respond? Especially when they know that you are such a strong person or you have such great gifts and talent, it's going to challenge you to say, okay, is she really what she's made of? Is she really ready to walk the walk that she's been talking? And I say, I can talk the talk, and I'm sure enough going to walk the walk. And not only that, I'm going to take along others with me to show them how to talk and walk at the same time. So I hope that I've encouraged you all today to remember that adversity has a bright side. Adversity, there is a positive side to adversity. It may challenge you on a number of levels. It may try to show you that there's more in you that you need to find. It may help you to understand that you need to raise your maturity level. It may help you to understand you need to stay focused or you need to refocus what you're doing. And it also may show you what the challenges that others will face as they try to live out what they need to live. Because adversity is not only to teach you a lesson, but I also believe adversity is an opportunity so you can be able to encourage others. You can help others to say, you know, I remember when I was going through a challenge and this is how I overcame it. And when I look at the past, my past life, as I would like to say, or things from the past, boy, I tell you, I've had so much adversity come my way. But one thing I will say, as the song says, what doesn't kill you would definitely make you stronger. But not only that, when I was able to overcome all those obstacles and challenges and all the adversity that I would not wish on anyone, I have met people since then to encourage them along their journey. To say when your loved one dies that you never thought would ever leave you, be encouraged. when you were living a career path and you were living a luxury lifestyle and all of a sudden you lost it all, be encouraged. Or when your own health is challenged because of stress, be encouraged. When you know that you have overcome very much adversity, trying to pass your classes or trying to get your assignments done, keep going. Because all the challenges that you go through in life is not even for you. It's to encourage others because the Bible says comfort those because you've been comforted. How can you be a testimony? How can you be a witness if others have not helped you along that journey? How can you be able to speak life into others, especially as a coach, a professional coach, if you've never been tested and tried? And I say all the things that I do and say, trust me, I've tested it and I've tried them. And I am here because of them. And that's why I do what I do. Yes, my goal may be an aspiring politician and attorney, but I tell you, in the midst of being a coach, it has taught me some great valuable gifts and talents that I did not know I had or would need later in life. How to resiliency. That's also another project. Having the opportunity to do a book collaboration with 12 other women around the country and writing our stories and talking about how we have resiliency. And the book is entitled Resiliency, Living Life by Design with Dr. Deanne Murphy from Philadelphia. And she is a best-selling author. She's international best-selling author, an executive coach, and she works with busy business professionals. And I tell you that all this would not be possible if I was not tried earlier. All of this would not be possible if I did not face the adversity that I had to face in my past life. And yes, I may trying to be reaping I may be trying to get compensation for some of the challenges that I had to go through because I think that it was injustice. But through it all, and in the bigger picture, I tell you, it's helped me to be a stronger person. It's helped me to have a great story. It's helped me, most of all, to empower others no matter what they go through in life. So I just want to encourage you all, no matter what kind of adversity you're facing in life, whether it's your personal life, whether it's your professional life, whether it's in your family life or any other areas of your life, be encouraged because adversity does not come unless there's something great in you. So remember, your glass is always full and running over. And anytime you see adversity, whether it's a person, a situation, or whatever challenge you have to face, say thank you. Because if it wasn't for adversity, you would not know who you really are. You would not know what you're really made of. And most of all, you would not know your true gifts and talents. So when you see your enemies, you just keep smiling and say thank you. Because I truly believe a setup is only a time for God to bless you. And a blessing delayed is never denied. And I just want to say thank you all for being a part of this journey with me. Thank you all for continually listening on Finding Your Hidden Treasure Blog Talk Radio Show every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. I'm always here to want to share my heart, but most of all to provide resources and encouragement and inspire you all. Whatever God has told you to do, do it with all that is in you because God is not a man that he should lie and his word shall not come back void. And whatever he has told you to do and he has spoken that word to you and no one else, you stay faithful to him and not to man because you truly shall come on the other side. But also what I've come to remember and notice in this season of adversity, as God will also bring people in your path to help you during the season. So not only say thank you to those who are your adversaries or situations or challenges that bring adversity, but also thank those who are encouraging you. Thank those who may be praying for you, don't even know they're praying for you. I thank those who God has placed as your angels. Because I tell you, within the last couple of weeks as well, I keep running into angels, and I say, God, wow, what are you saying to me? Yesterday, I was at Walmart picking up an item that I had ordered, and I met an angel, and I kept saying into myself, I say, God, show me what you want me to see, and tell me what you want me to hear, because I know you're speaking, and I want you to speak as loud as you can so I don't miss a blessing. But then he also said, I bring people along your path, and maybe for a season, and maybe for a lifetime. But you never know when you're entertaining angels and to always show people with love because God has a perfect plan. God knows that he's ordered our steps. He knows the end from the beginning from the end. So never be discouraged when things look like they won't come out. Don't ever be discouraged when you think that you will not make it through because God says he is the one. He's the author and finisher of our faith. And I trust and believe him that he's given each one of us a measure of faith. And I challenge you, if you've not been living out your faith as much as you should, I say before this weekend comes and it ends, challenge yourself to live out that faith even more. And I am doing the same. I say, God, give me as much faith and show me how much more faith that I have not acted upon. Because whatever that faith is and how much he's ever given me is for a reason. And I don't want it to be like the talents where I just dig a hole and let it sit in that hole. No, I want to take that talent. I want to take that measure of faith that he's given me and maximize it to the utmost. And I say, remember, there is a bright side to adversity. My name is Fayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure, every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. Boy, I tell you, it's hot, but I'm here on Las Olas, and I said I've been having a stressful week these last 2 weeks, so I'm going to take some leisure time and just enjoy Las Olas here in South Florida. And I tell you all, do the same. Remember to have work-life balance, and to remember take time, especially if you've been working and being productive. Celebrate yourself, but most of all, have fun. Take care. Bye-bye.